Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
I'm just getting another education by the boys here, BYU and soaking. That's an interesting... Man, I wasn't ready for that. wasn't quite ready for the descriptions coming back from break, as you both seem to be very up on it.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, you seem to know a lot about it.
No. Yeah. No, I don't know. Like, my mom listens to this show. No. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes.
I've only recently learned about this.
I didn't
phenomenon.
Know what it was till this morning, so I don't know. It's very interesting. We'll continue along here, 267-9680 to get in. We've got the game tomorrow night. We'll have two broadcasts tomorrow. We'll have U of L baseball against Kentucky mm-hmm. at 7 o'clock, and Lou City also in action. I think the Bats probably have a few more Thunder tickets still available for that. It's hard to believe that that's this Saturday, right?
Yeah, it's this Saturday, so and I'm really hoping for some good weather.
So we're 2 weeks away from being on the backside of Churchill Downs.
I can't wait.
Is that math right?
Yeah, we have this week and next week, and then we'll go to the backside of Churchill Downs and. Yeah. I can't wait.
One, two.
It's the best time of the year. Chase is going to be our bodyguard this year.
That's right. Yeah.
He's going to be our Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
And we're really excited for that. Do you know that reference?
Maybe. What movie is it?
It's from? Yeah, so he doesn't know the reference.
The bodyguard.
Like the name of the movie.
The bodyguard. Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
No. It's okay.
He guards Whitney Houston. You know, mm-hmm. and so she needs protection. I don't remember the plot though. I just remember
they fall in love.
But I don't remember why people wanted to kill her.
She was a famous singer.
I know, but why did they want to kill her?
I don't know. Go watch the damn movie.
Is anybody trying to kill Taylor Swift?
She's probably got security. Yeah, I'm sure she's got security. Yeah. Probably so. I don't know. Although she's out there dancing at a concert with Kelsey. They were like just a normal looking couple at a concert.
How about
with
that?
Probably layers of security all around. So anyway, so we can get back into the. I haven't heard the Rick Pitino sound. He said this is what did he? I guess he said something has some people up in arms. I don't know.
Yes, Rick Pitino is very excited that his former player got the Kentucky job. Of course,
as you would.
But what's got everybody up in a upheaval is that he's.
Well, here we go. He's got the sound.
Yeah,
he's got.
Yeah, you'll hear it. You'll hear it.
What a special day for the University of Kentucky. The leader, the captain of the Untouchables, is coming home to lead the Wildcats. A lot of people out there talk about Jay Wright, Danny Hurley, Billy Donovan. They all had their trials and tribulations as well early on. But Mark Pope went into the Big 12 this year, beat Kansas as Kansas, beat Baylor at home, and in his first year got to the NCAA. Mark Pope, offensively, no one does it better. The way his teams move, the way his teams shoot the three, the ball movement, the player movement is outstanding. What you don't realize, it took Jay Wright 11 years to finally get an NCAA win. Billy Donovan was at Marshall for 2 years, didn't have an NCAA appearance. He went on to greatness. Mark Pope will go on to greatness. You can put it down. He's not only a Rhodes Scholar candidate, but I remember as if it's yesterday, John Pelfrey getting misty eyes in my first year as a basketball coach at Kentucky. Every time he put on the uniform, he was near tears. And I said to him, John, what is with you every time you put that uniform on? He said, Coach, you just don't understand what this means to all of us from Kentucky. Well, I can guarantee you one thing. Nobody epitomizes the name Kentucky on the front of the jersey more than Mark Pope. What some of you don't realize is how good a basketball mind he has, how much of a relentless recruiter he will be. Now, recruiting's different today. We're now coaching all pros. The NIL has taken away amateur basketball and has made them professional athletes. I'm sure Kentucky's going to have a strong NIL. You have one of the premier young coaches in the game. Relish it, because he will do you proud. I know I sit here today at St. John's, and I couldn't be any more prouder than to see Mark Pope lead the Kentucky Wildcats to another championship. He'll get it done. He's got the right stock. He's got a beautiful family, and he loves, absolutely loves, Kentucky across his chest. Get it done, Mark. I love you. You're going to do a fabulous job.
What do people have a problem with?
Let's say write an NIL check.
He said he would write. Is that what he said in there?
Yeah.
I don't think he said that.
I didn't hear that.
That's a quote going around. He said
no. He did. He said it. He said
in there. And that
it was on there. Yeah, it's like go back to where he's talking about NIL. He said he would write the check.
Well, I mean, I don't think he's literally going to write another.
I don't think he's allowed.
He's just praising his former player.
Yeah,
I that makes no sense.
I didn't get as upset about that as other people. He's very excited for his player, obviously, and really like.
So people don't understand, like, you root for people, yeah. You know? I mean, and that's why when Rick came here, there were people that used to root for Kentucky, now root for Louisville. Now some of them moved on to St. John's, you know? It's because you root for people and the people you coached and played for. If you can't understand that bond,
right. And,
what are we talking about?
And the Calipari being there inflamed it for Rick, I think, a lot. Like, you know, that, you know, John Calipari's there, and he didn't feel as welcome, you know, at UK. Now, UK, you know, the fans there were really terrible to Rick when he first took this job. But at least, like, when Tubby was there or whatever, now he feels probably like, it wouldn't surprise me at all if St. John's and Kentucky played.
He said that quote apparently with Alan Cutler. He said with Alan Cutler that if Mark Pope needed help with NIL money, I will write the check.
Gotcha.
He didn't say it there. That's the one that everybody's. I mean, he's not really going to write a check for another school.
No, right? I don't think he can. I don't think he's really allowed to. It's just it's a Patinoism. It's RP.
Yeah. Good Lord. We don't know that's he's prone to hyperbole.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Chase is out for the year.
By the way,
he's starting the next game.
Right. I got to take 5 days off. You know, I got to just clear my head. Lieberman, you're coaching the team.
Yeah. He'll take 2 hours off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And he'll be right back.
Yeah. I mean, by the way, he's also going to try and, you know, steal their lunch money with players and try to get St. John's. We all know that. That's what he'll do.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't think he'll be giving any of his own NIL money to Kentucky, especially if they might go head-to-head on a player. No way.
I mean, they're not. Jared, of all people, fell for this? I got to text the text line. If anyone needed more evidence that Pitino never gave a bleep about U of L and only cares about Rick Pitino, it's this. Who stuck by him after the affair and extortion? U of L. Who stuck by him after the hookers in the dorm? U of L. But yeah, go donate, Rick. Jared.
Yeah, Jared. Jared's up in
not
arms.
Not really going to do that. Goodness gracious. I mean, come on. Jared, you're better than this.
Is he?
Maybe not.
No.
Maybe not.
We love Jared.
He's not literally going to write a check to another school.
No, he's not.
I mean,
he's not.
You're right, because he is all about Pitino. And by the way, Jared, of all people, saying someone's all about themselves is rich.
I was stunned he got a dog.
He needed that responsibility. He needed that. Talk to him about it. He needed that responsibility.
But it's not all about you anymore when you get a dog or you have a kid or whatever it is.
Right. Like, he needs some of that in his life.
Yeah.
He definitely needs some of that. But Vinny Goodtimes yesterday getting a shout out yesterday with something Pope was talking about afterwards.
Too. Oh, he did?
Oh yeah, you haven't seen that? Yeah.
I saw Vinny went to the presser and makes a ton of sense.
Somebody said he was first off the bus, but I don't think that's right, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
I could be wrong. But Vinny, Starlights, they have a runner at Keeneland on Thursday, and I'm pretty sure we're going, so it's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm going Thursday.
You're going Thursday?
Muckety Mucks to do. You know.
Muckety Mucks?
Mm-hmm. Like fancy.
Fill me in on that? Or
fancy. Even fancier than you, Blanket Baker. So I'm riding coattails.
You got any, you're riding coattails.
I'm riding coattails, yes.
Okay. I was going to see if you had any extra tickets, but it sounds like you're riding coattails.
I'm riding coattails. I can't throw another coattail off of that, you know.
No, that's okay. I think we have our situation arranged, but maybe we'll see. Maybe we won't.
speak more nicely about the caboose, and you know, maybe
I love the caboose. What are you talking about? I don't ever say anything bad about the caboose. It's Ref Valley that I always speak poorly of.
And how about in Texas? Yeah, Pope said at the press conference about playing St. John's. I mean, that was a
should play.
Yeah, they should. Of course, they should.
They should absolutely play.
So that means Rick will go back there.
But DeMarcus Cousins, and like, is he just not that aware of like the college basketball landscape to think that like television's going to shy away from Kentucky?
Yes, he's a fool.
Or is it like an actual wedge that's going to be driven between Pope and Calipari people?
Look, I think it just the way that what he said was the right messaging. And what the fans believe too, that it should be more about the program than about the draft picks. And I don't know which one of these, if any of these sound bites we have, if that's going to be.
Because one of the things that was always really strange to me was that all these former players that Kentucky puts into the NBA, that they didn't like form together like an NIL collective of their own.
Well, and that's kind of part of the beef was. Remember, Calipari just raised his own money last summer amongst those guys, and Barnhart stopped him basically and said, you can't really do it this way. We have, you know.
But why not? I mean, why can't he raise the money?
Well, I mean,
and it goes towards that. I mean, I don't know what the problem is.
I mean, well, I think you probably, if you're Barnhart, like, you've got to hit some other these people up for things maybe even larger than that.
Yeah.
And if Cal's going and you know, but I don't know. I mean, I can understand both sides of that argument. If you can get it built with these guys, and then go ahead and do it. But I think his messaging about you know, the things that they care about, which are winning in college and, you know, those expectations being what they are. It was all of them, though, were direct shots at Calipari. I mean, at a guy who won a lot more early than late, like particularly in the tournament in his career, but also focused more on what the guys would do in the pros and how much money they've made than actually winning at the college level.
Right.
I mean, ask Dan Issel what he thinks about that.
Yeah, banners. You know, it's about banners. And then Calipari would, he had that. He was like, people are always asking about banners. It's like,
what matters.
You're employed by UK, man. Yeah. Like, they play you, not the NBA, not the draft. And I know it's important. Like, the draft is important.
It was a selling point. You understood it's all this goes back to recruiting and all that. But, yes, okay, that's fine. But also, you have to coach. And you have to actually draw up plays and make these teams come together. But everything he's saying, you hear a DeMarcus Cousins get on there and go like, you know, hey, they're going to, you know, Cal basically made the program. It's a lot. Again, it's the shades of the starting that wedge that you ended up with here between Crum era guys, Patino era guys. And they may have that there because those 15 years, all those players that made that money, that's why they came.
They came to get rich, and now they are. Congratulations.
The fans didn't show up to watch the draft yesterday.
They didn't. No, they showed up for that press conference. They show up in Nashville because they want a trophy. They want to continue the legacy of Kentucky basketball in the SEC. So it's really on message. You know, Mark Pope understands it. I don't know how much of that was just him or if, like, Mitch Barnhart said, hey, you know, the fans would really like to just get back to speed about UK.
Oh, I think that was definitely part of the game plan of you're focusing, you're getting this job. It's going to be back to the, you know, ways of focusing on winning. Yeah. I mean, you didn't tell Mark Pope what had gone on there the last few years.
Right.
I mean, that was.
He understands. He's watched it, obviously. But, you know, it is a different era, though, too. Like in 96, 97, when those guys were there, nobody could transfer in and out. You know, nobody could get paid legally.
You transfer, but you had to, like
sit out of here.
You had to sit out of here like Pope did, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, so it is a little bit different now. And the one-and-done era was the first time you're seeing, you know, guys come in for, like, you know, for a year, and then they're getting out of town. Yeah. Now you might have transfers do the same thing.
Yeah.
You might have transfers come stick around for a year. You might have Trey White. You might have a Sky Clark. They just transfer a lot. I don't know.
Yeah.
But so it'll be different, but, you know, Mark Pope and Kentucky basketball, they're going to, you know, they're going to hold things accountable.
It's so crazy
for the right
that
way.
Both UK and Louisville are starting, you know, new tenures the same year. You know, it's
kind of, has it ever happened?
I doubt it. I mean,
it's never happened.
You only had, there weren't that many opportunities for a long time around here, you know.
Right.
Denny and Rick between them, you know, what, 40 years, however many it was they combined for.
Yeah. So Pat Kelsey he threw out the first pitch on Saturday's game.
Oh, okay.
And then on Friday, he was out there catching punts and stuff at spring practice. So, the guy's already done more off the court visibility stuff than Kenny Payne ever did. It's amazing.
Yeah. And I think both of these guys are both coaches as well, who are going to use their own video departments and social media to push out the, you know, the message, their image. I can't wait till we're seeing him on a game day drive around here with a golf cart getting recruiting students to go to the game.
Oh, it's going
to
be great.
I know that's, you know that's going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know it's going to happen. It's probably going to happen, you know, when they open up for fall semester. He's probably going to be running around helping people move in. Move in day, you're going to see Pat Kelsey. He's going to be recruiting people to the student section, trying to get the, because our student section just, it was great for football, but they didn't bother showing up for basketball at all. And who could blame them? You know, I couldn't blame them. But, you know, but like, you know, you got to reinvigorate everybody around here. Students, too.
I agree. And I think you'll see that probably at in both places. So I guess we have our answer to which school would Patino go back to first, Louisville or Kentucky. I'd say they're probably going to be on the schedule.
Well, I mean, his former player is the coach.
I get it. No, but remember, we always sort of wandered around here like, you know, would he ever come back here? Is he going to come back there? Which place is he going back to first? Clearly, it's going to go
he's
there.
He's already gone to Keeneland. Like to see him at Churchill this.
I don't think you're
here in a couple
him.
Weeks.
I think he's
really
well. I mean, he has said he's not going back to Louisville. Like
he said that the governor's got to be different. It's different. That he didn't he say that he called Papa John the pizza guy.
Yeah,
And he's not on the board anymore. And Rapoli's got he's going to have three Derby runners.
Well, that might be the real pressure. That I mean, the guy that writes him the biggest checks to him.
Fierceness is going to be the favorite.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right? Like you got to show up. You go to Keeneland. Now, if we had to hire Richard.
Riders up. Riders up, Rick.
Can you do that? Wouldn't be bad. But, no, if we had hired Richard, then it would have been, you know, leader in the clubhouse there. But,
you know.
Well, I think what you just said is what makes people that are, like, my age and maybe a little bit older than me pretty – that's what pissed him off.
About which part?
Him – he would go back to Kentucky before he'd come back here. I think people don't – people my age and a little bit older than me did not see him at Kentucky at all.
Well, and everybody your age only got to see the way Kentucky treated him.
Yes.
You know, during
they
your life.
They hated him. Exactly.
Right. They hated him, and they embarrassed him, and they did all sorts of things. Like, Matt Jones went to his damn – you know, to the Karen Cypher trial and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, did – you know, and made it as nasty as humanly possible. So, yeah, like, you know, I understand your era, but when it's his player, I mean.
Trust me, I get it. I've let him go. Like, I don't hold as strong of feelings as some other people my age about it because I just don't really care. I've done my research. Like, I've watched Denny Crum teams as well. Mm-hmm. So, like, some people that haven't done that only know Rick Pitino as successful Louisville basketball.
Here was this quote. I will not go unless David Grissom and the pizza guy. Papa John, retire from the Board of Trustees, then I'll be there. So we've got that.
Yeah, the runway is clear.
That's I thought there were more because this was written 2018, April 1st.
Right.
While his horse racing team is gearing up. Nice verb. His horse racing team. While his horse racing team is gearing up for the Oaks at Churchill Downs in early May, Patino is vehemently refusing to join his co-owners as his filly, Coach Rocks, looks primed to earn a spot in the field. Quote, I will not go unless David Grissom and the pizza guy, Papa John, retire from the Board of Trustees, then I'll be there. All right.
Yeah.
So I thought there were more specifications.
Runway is clear. I mean, because David Grissom walked out the back door, and then Papa John, I mean, yeah, we had that whole...
They're not there anymore. So we'll see. It's not
Papa
like
John
Rick, it's not like Rick ever says something and does the opposite ever.
That's true. But he was at Keeneland. I don't know. Let's mix it back in. Let's wheel back around.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of great to see him at the Derby 150.
Tyler Griever is reporting that Martha Stewart is going to be announced as riders up. Is that right?
I mean, Martha Stewart.
I don't know. Did Tyler really? I mean, I'm reading the text line like it's fact.
Martha Stewart and Churchill Downs put out like some recipes. I got that and Darren my email with Darren Rogers.
You read those emails?
I read them all. Yeah. But I don't think that Martha's going to do Riders Up. I mean, maybe she will.
Let's see. Let me go to Tyler Griever's Twitter feed and see if it's on there.
I don't know. I think you may have gotten but
okay.
But Churchill and Martha Stewart did put together some Derby recipes for your hosting.
Okay.
For your hosting parties. I saw that email.
Okay.
Yeah, Darren, I read your emails.
I don't, because they're all titled the same thing. Derby Update.
Well, they're not. Sometimes it's Churchill Downs partners with.
Yeah.
You know, Churchill Downs set to unveil. Churchill Downs Derby update. You know, fierceness works at Churchill. You know, 5 furlongs.
Yeah, but it doesn't say that. It just says, like, update.
Sometimes it does.
Usually doesn't. So that's what I'm saying. So I don't read them.
Mm-hmm. Who's your best friend? Who's your best?
Not you. Oh, goodness. All right. We'll continue along here. 267-9680 is the number to get in. I don't know if somebody send me that link if that's the case. I have no idea. So anyway, we'll continue along with that. Again, reminder, we've got Loose City in action tomorrow night, and we've got in addition to that, you've got the U of L baseball, UK baseball game as well tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. By the way, go to loosecity.com/Diener if you'd like discounts on tickets to racing or Loose City.
Friends of Diener.
That's right. Friends of Diener right there coming through. So we've got that going on the next couple of days. Should be a couple of great days here. I mean, yesterday was just like, I thought I was on, was it that pool? I thought I was on like the beach.
It's going to be 85 degrees today. Mostly sun.
Is it really?
Like, it's almost like you're required. And all the best days have always happened on a Monday. I don't know if you've noticed that this spring.
I feel like, on a Monday. I don't know why, but I feel like that's right.
Robbery. Like, don't make it on a Monday. Make it on a Sunday. Make it on... And, of course, it's hard to complain about yesterday's weather. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But today, I mean... You got to find a way to get outside at some point today.
Yeah, now
you have to.
So I won't need, might not need to use my sauna from Fitness Market on a day like today.
Maybe not.
Be warm enough outside to get that sweat in. But if not, hey, it's still nice to have that sauna in your home, the ability to work out inside your home and not have to go, I got to put clothes on and go to the gym. I can, it's going to take 10 minutes to and from, at least traveling, getting in and out. No, you got that, got the treadmill, you've got the rower, whatever your exercise equipment is, they can take care of it for you over there at Fitness Market, online at the Fitness Market. Market.com. They've got two locations, Westport Road, just inside the Snyder, and then Plantside Drive and Waterson Trail. It's the Fitness Market, and so I'm just talking about them right here.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, air's too cold to be thinking about. You're gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Oh, I was just showing Blankenbaker the Saturday Night Live skit with the Beavis and Butthead this week.
It is so good.
It's so funny.
I'm
going
to go back and watch the whole episode now.
Yeah.
SNL.
Oh, yeah. It was great. they made Ryan Gosling look exactly like Beavis.
They put like an addition to his nose and all sorts of stuff.
It is hysterical.
Perfect.
Anyway, we're back here, and yes, we'll save it for a rainy day. Not today. Going to be. Wouldn't you say it's going to be? Mid-80s?
85 is what 85? It says on my phone. Yeah, 85, mostly sunny.
Love it.
Which is a good way to go get tan. You know, soak up some rays, get some vitamin D.
Man, maybe even touch an 86 weather app.
Really?
Ooh, weather
it says 86?
86, yeah.
Perfect. All right.
Well, we'll be with you here this morning. If you want to hop on in, you can do so. 267-9680 is the number to get in. UPS Jobs text line. I'll get back to checking that as well. Obviously, coming off a day where you've had the UK press conference where they filled up Rupp Arena.
Yeah.
Pretty damn amazing. And we can get back into that. We got spring game coming up on Friday. I don't even know. Do we know? I don't think we know the format for it or not, or what he's going to.
You know, last year it was a lot of mixing. You know, his offense, defense, and they had a special scoring system or whatever. I just want to go out there. I want to see us offensively, defensively. We got to see last year T.J. Quinn. It really kind of started to shine there at linebacker, and you know that was a surprise. Like, I didn't expect to see T.J. Quinn and Jalen Alderman be our starting linebackers pretty much throughout the year. I think they're going to have some competition. competition this year with Stanquan Clark, and then the Texas A&M transfer at linebacker. Those are two bigger guys than they are. Mm-hmm. I just want to see us play. I don't care. I don't care what the scoring is. I really don't. Like, I just want to go out there.
Yeah.
I really don't care. But I want to see Tyler Shuck. I want to see Ja'Cory Brooks. I want to see this offensive line.
We're going to have the game. We'll have a broadcast of it, by the
right.
way. So what's the format of that? When you want the break schedule? Or?
No, like...
when you like a half-hour pregame?
It's going to be more of like a conversation of this player looks good.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not going to be, you know, Shuck back to pass. Yeah, I mean, it's more like, all right, well, there's Shuck doing that. And tell us about this player, that player. Introduce yourself to, you know, all these players. I mean, this will be where Jody will be great because he knows all these dudes and their backstories and the recruitment and everything else on the broadcast. So, yeah, we'll have a broadcast on Friday.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. You know, football is really where we are right now in the calendar. Everybody knows we're 3 weeks to Derby. Like, we're right there.
Yeah.
PGA, everybody's going to get, you know, engrossed in both of those things. And then, in the meantime, we're going to have a lot of basketball recruiting happening. And by the time we get to Memorial Day, the basketball recruiting will be mostly wrapped up.
I hope it's over. I don't need to be breaking stories around Memorial Day about recruits. I don't need to do that.
It should be.
Last time I did that,
it was over by Memorial Day, yes.
Well, better not be on Memorial Day the way it was with Brian Bowen. That was the Brian Bowen anniversary. Not doing that.
But you could have a straggler or two guys pop open, you know, in June or something like that.
Of course.
But mostly
maybe August.
Done.
I mean, the way these things go.
Yeah, you don't want anybody in August. That's when we got Fabio Basile. No more Vasilis.
Yeah, but you also have gotten some good football players in August, too. The corner that dropped from the sky for Charlie Strong. Who was the guy the cover corner that they desperately needed?
Adrian Bouchel.
That's a great call. I would never have come up with that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was like in August.
He was a good player.
And needed a corner, and this guy shows up from Florida.
Yeah, he was really good.
Good play.
Needed him bad. And but that's one thing that you won't, I think, see a lot of in football now is like where you're just decimated at one position.
Yeah.
Because the portal allows you to clean that up. Like okay, I can't tell you how many times like Louisville football needed a DB or a running back or something. Like, you should be able to. Yeah, we're at least finding guys who have played that position before. Like, we're not just decimated. Yeah. And we've had guys like Eric Shelton sitting on the sideline, you know, waiting, and we need a running back.
Yeah.
It's like he's sitting there on the sideline.
Yeah, we can't use him. Got to sit out of here. Why? Well, because we said so.
We had a cornerback issue 1 year, and Rajay Burns is sitting right there.
Yeah.
You're like, can we at least play him in there? And he is a... you know, being a good DB once he was able to do that. So you won't have to wait for these
different
guys.
Different era now. Totally different era. And, you know, we'll see what they may need to go shopping for or not have to go shopping for. I mean, I think everybody wants to see the quarterback when you're talking about this.
Yeah.
Play.
Yeah.
And I mean, what's Shuck look like? Does he, you know, you don't want last year's offense all over. You don't want Plummer 2.0.
Do you think we'll lose a quarterback?
Man, you would think at some point, because there's just so many on the roster. It just doesn't make sense that all those guys are here. Who it's going to be, don't know.
You know, I'm looking at Harrison Bailey. I know Harrison, you know, he's been at Tennessee and UNLV and then now Louisville. I think he's our number two quarterback. I think he might be. I mean, it could be Pierce.
I wonder with Pierce how long he sticks around.
Well, if Pierce wins second string, which he might be between him and Bailey. But the thing is, Harrison Bailey is a senior.
Yeah.
So if you're not going to be the starter, that's a guy that I can see being like, you know what? I know I'm only a play away from maybe, you know, starting here at Louisville if Tyler Shuck gets an injury or something like that, but it's not worth it if I can go to San Jose State and start.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what they're thinking. You know, like last year, Brock Doman and Evan Conley both stuck around, and Jack Plummer got almost all the snaps.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know
like,
how to
like almost 100% seems like.
Yeah. So we had a bunch of really veteran guys that stuck around last year. We had three senior quarterbacks on last year's team.
We got sent this story. Somebody else sent to me too. The Pop-Tart used as a weapon.
How do you do that?
I don't know. An Austin man is in jail after police said he assaulted a retail employee with Pop-Tarts. According to arrest documents, a store employee actually accused another person named Steele of shoplifting, leading to an argument between the two in the parking lot. Police said the video, they have video, captured the moment. Oh, I can't wait to see
it.
Police said video captured the moment the altercation escalated and Steele threw Pop-Tarts at the employee, hitting them in the collarbone and causing minor injury. How old were these Pop-Tarts?
They had to be super stale.
I mean.
Super stale.
There's no rest of the story on this? That's the end of it?
Minor. Well, let's see the video.
I need video. I don't know.
While that loads.
No, I mean, I don't know I don't know that the video is in there.
Oh, okay.
It exists, but I don't know.
It's not in the story.
Yes.
Gotcha. So Friday, Willow had this big volleyball event. So, you know, it's at a high school in South Spencer High School, stuff like that, in Indiana. And I go there, and the girls want Sour Patch Kids, the ropes, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I buy them. They open them up, and they're like, these are hard. So I look on the back. They are 4 years expired.
From where?
From South Spencer High School. So I take them back to the concession stand. I'm like, guys, like, these Sour Patch Kids are... They're expired longer than my daughter's been alive. Like, and they're apologize, whatever. But maybe these Pop Tarts were that stale. Maybe they're 4 years expired.
I gotta see this video. That story makes utterly no sense.
Like, I mean, a minor injury from a Pop Tart.
I mean, you would have to be the best Pop Tart thrower on the planet,
because most of them are like, as soon as they hit something, they're going to disintegrate into like 100 pieces, right?
I would think.
They're not going to, like,
if they hit a collarbone, they should. I mean,
yeah.
Who's getting hit in the collarbone by a Pop-Tart?
Unevasive are you that you can't get out of the way of a Pop-Tart that hits you in the collarbone?
You dodge a wrench. You could dodge a ball. Dodge Pop-Tart.
Dodge a wrench.
You've never seen that?
No.
It's the coach of dodgeball.
He teaches them
if you could dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball. He starts throwing wrenches at him. You've never seen that?
No, I haven't seen that all the way through. I've only seen scenes from it or whatever.
Yeah, if you dodge a Pop-Tart, you could dodge a ball.
I mean, attacked a retail employee with a Pop-Tart. I just don't see how it could cause... I want somebody to define minor injury.
It would be kind of funny.
What would be the minor... Is it... If you could even... I don't even think you could bruise someone with a Pop-Tart.
So like a scratch? You could scratch somebody with a Pop-Tart.
I mean, yeah. I mean, like a big... box of them or something, just the sheer weight of it.
Like,
maybe
if you throw it like you're skipping it across the water, maybe it could skip across your skin and maybe have like a small cut or something, maybe like a little scrape.
Would you get something to there? I know that look in Chase's face.
He's got a look of satisfaction.
You can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
That's great.
I can't believe you didn't know that.
I did not know that.
That's in your blind spot for you.
Man, the next story down from that is a 59-year-old man killed his roommate over stolen Pop-Tarts.
See, Pop-Tarts...
What the hell, man? So, 59... So, this was...
Pop-Tarts incite violence, apparently.
Well, watch what you say here, Mark, all right?
Yeah, so be careful. Your Pop-Tart besmirched.
No. That's why I'm saying I don't get involved with Pop-Tarts, because I'm anti-violence.
59-year-old man killed his roommate over an argument about stolen Pop-Tarts, according to authorities. On April 4th, Ozark Police responded to residents where Daryl Miley and Billy Joe Maynard lived.
Billy Joe Maynard?
Mm-hmm. Maynard was taken to the hospital where he later died from injuries sustained from blunt force trauma.
Not with the Pop-Tart.
It must be with the box of Pop-Tarts. Oh, no. Okay, so this was the argument stemmed up over...
From Pop-Tarts. So where was this? Where'd Billy Joe... Where do they live?
Ozark, Alabama. Shocking.
Alabama.
Yes.
Billy Joe Maynard. So Billy Joe died? Or Billy Joe did the killing?
Billy Joe died. Billy Joe Maynard died. It's already say Miley struck Maynard with a metal pipe in his stomach during a heated argument about missing Pop-Tarts. Hey, where are my Pop... Who ate my Pop-Tarts? Not me. Well, no one else lives here. Bam! Hits him with a pipe. Man, that's like out of the Clue.
Yeah, it is out of Clue. Hit him with a metal pipe in the kitchen.
Yeah. Golly, man.
Yeah, over a Pop-Tart. It's never worth killing anybody over.
But certainly not over a Pop-Tart. I mean, man.
I mean, I can't think of something like that would make me... Like, you hurt my daughter, probably kill you. Pop-Tart, we're probably going to let you go.
Yeah, I'm not getting that. Don't sweat the small stuff. So much for that.
Right, exactly. Like, there's a clear line that we're not going to... If he steals Chase's Pop-Tarts, he's not going to kill you. He might be very angry with you. He might lose all respect for you, but he's not going
to
kill you.
It'd be worth a death threat if somebody tried to say that non-frosted Pop-Tarts were better than frosted Pop-Tarts. I mean, that would be worth a big argument, but not murder.
Not murder. No. I don't like any of the Pop-Tarts. They tasted as expected. Yeah. They are what I thought they were.
Just as Jerry Seinfeld is releasing a movie about Pop-Tarts.
He is?
That can't be good.
What's with the popularity of these? Although, we don't want to be in the Pop-Tart Bowl this year, do we? If we're not in the playoff, is that where we want to go if we're not in the playoff?
Yes. That was hilarious last year.
That was hilarious. But I don't want to be in the Pop-Tart Bowl. I want to be in the playoff.
I'm with you. Dexter, can you imagine having to tell the doctor when he asked how you hurt your shoulder? A Pop-Tart hit me.
Yeah, yeah, the collarbone.
It was Randy Johnson who threw him. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I guess if somebody's throwing at 90, caused some damage.
It says the guy probably threw the box of Pop-Tarts on individuals. I don't know, man.
Seinfeld is actually making a movie called Unfrosted, the origin story of Pop-Tarts. It's a made-up origin story.
A made-up origin yeah. story.
It's going to be good.
A movie?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's I think it's Netflix.
Man.
And you were going after 60 Minutes last night.
I just hate the sound of that. We were all out on the porch watching over at neighbor Adam's house, watching the golf.
Oh, yeah.
Great night. Dogs are happy. Kids are happy. And then you just hear tick, 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 tick. That sound of that watch signifies the end of the weekend for everyone, right?
As a fan of 60 Minutes.
Yes, the show, the stories are great.
I love it.
Get rid of that ticking watch. It's depressing. It's like, football's over. Weekend's over. Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Shut it down. No fun. The fun has got to stop.
Scott Pelley comes in talking about genocide. You just watched a great sporting event.
Yeah.
Here's genocide right in your lap.
Tick, tick, tick. But
and
that,
you're like,
whoa. That sound, though, tells me the weekend's over, and I don't like it.
Yeah.
Can you get the sound of the 60 Minutes sound effect?
I like 60 Minutes, but I think it shouldn't follow great sporting events. They need
a buffer.
A buffer.
Oh my gosh.
A little bit of a buffer.
Give me a 5-minute humor or something. I don't know.
Yeah, because it does go from
Scott
awesome.
Pelley is in somewhere where he's going to die.
Yes, tick, where tick, you tick, may tick. Die.
They're the best written teases, the best produced stories. I just wish they'd get rid of the watch. They won't do it because it's the longest running show. It's their thing. But when you hear that, don't
brand.
You go, tells you the weekend's over. Immediately. It's nice outside. It's like I feel like I have to leave now. Yeah, like my parents are coming to get me.
After a great football night, football day of football, or the Masters, or the NCAA tournament, or something like that, they need to do something different on the lead in.
But that's the reason that they have those games on, to lead into a show like 60 Minutes, which holds an audience. I just, that sound tells me the weekend is over and I don't like it.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you. But I do love 60 Minutes.
Oh, I did too.
It's an incredible show. And I'm trying to remember what they had this week. I can't remember.
It was a card counter, wasn't it, or something? It was like something cool about gambling. I don't know. It was something on there. I don't know.
Texas. Sort of the Tasmanian, the Tasmanian devil, the thing in Tasmania that they made it go extinct was that dog that had like tiger stripes on it, and they're trying to recreate it like Jurassic Park for DNA.
You're up in the air with nowhere to go. I don't
can't
know
remember the name
about.
Of the daggone animal.
Come back to that. Texas says, I can't take any commentary about Pop-Tarts seriously from Blankenbaker. Fair point.
I tried it. It wasn't great. It was what I thought it was going to be.
Dexter says, how do you tell the guys in jail what you're in for? And they're like, I'm in for murder over Pop-Tarts. Dexter says, that Pop-Tart movie's come to Netflix. Cast looks amazing. It's crazy.
If you go in for murder.
Yeah. And so, I retweeted the Super 70s guy. Yeah, nothing ruins the sound of a great day spent watching Sunday sports like 60 Minutes. It's the ultimate sports party killer. Been true my whole life. Absolutely.
Yeah. They got to do something different. They got to do something different
don't.
On the lead.
They don't have to do it. It's just that sound tells you, like, it's over.
Well, they could go digital. It is a digital.
They can make it like 24, the 24 sound effect. You can find that, the 24, the show 24, when.
what was that guy's name?
Kiefer Sutherland.
Sutherland.
Now that actually would that show when it came out was freaking awesome. Tasmanian Tiger, Texter says.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. They would kill like livestock and stuff like that. So they
don't know the story.
It was like they gave bounties to the people for killing them, and they killed them all off. And they're trying to recreate them now because they missed the dogs.
Yeah, I don't know that one, but
yeah. It was on 60 Minutes last night. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So it was like, it was actually last night's story. Okay.
It was actually one of the stories from last night.
That's 24, yeah.
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 Like they could change it from a tick, 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 tick.
They're not going to.
No. It's their brand.
No, they're not. Yeah. Is
McDonald's going to get rid of the golden arches?
Yeah. No, they're not doing that. So I specifically didn't watch the end of the golf because of the clock. Watch NASCAR instead. That's funny. Somebody actually did. I mean, you can turn the channel.
I didn't think the Butler cabin was that awkward this year.
Oh, are you kidding? It was even more awkward than it usually is.
I didn't think it
was. Oh, my gosh. This is the most awkward 5 minutes here in sports. You've just won one of the great trophies, and you have to come in and act like you're in church.
Yeah,
and you do. And you've got the Hootie or whoever the president of the tournament is, and I would like to think. And you got overdramatic Jim Nance making who can make take the fun out of anything. And then you've got the low amateur who looked like he had no clue why he was there. He looked stoned. So,
oh,
like,
yeah.
You didn't watch it.
I did watch it.
Dude, that was even more awkward than usual.
I watched it. I didn't think it was it was that awkward.
You've just won one of the great sporting events in America. Well, you're supposed to act like you're in confession.
No, you need to be up there with confetti.
Yes,
and
popping
champagne,
bottles, something.
Hold
what
the trophy
other sporting event celebrates with some lame-ass interview in Butler Cabin? I mean, you win Wimbledon, you're out celebrating. You've got them, you know, you've got the on-court commentator talking to questions. There's no other sporting event you win where you have to act like you're going to confession. It's ridiculous. And the low amateur, nobody's ever heard of this guy. He's in there, whatever. And it's putting another jacket on, another man. It's all weird.
Yeah, you don't like it. I don't need it.
It is the most awkward 5 minutes
of
the year in sports.
I didn't think it was that bad. I was rooting for Morikawa. He kind of blew up on us.
Well, the only thing more awkward is when the guy doesn't speak English, like when Matsuyama won. Like
that was the most awkward.
You had to have a translator in for the most awkward 5 minutes.
That was the most
year
awkward when he was like, yeah, okay, what's happening here? And it was like he couldn't really say anything. But who were you rooting for?
I like Shepard. Max Homa. You know?
Homa.
Is that how you say it? Homa? I'm not sure.
That was Homa.
I had bets on him.
Whatever. So. I was going for Morikawa. Yeah. He kind of blew up. He took some chances there. When he went in the water like mid-round, it was over.
There was nothing to really like draw me back in.
Scheffler was going to have to come down. Like he was going to have
to
back up.
Yeah, he was going to have to make mistakes.
Yeah.
And he didn't. The guy's a machine. I mean, the guy's dominating golf. Like, not quite at Tiger levels, but...
Pretty good.
I mean, you go into every weekend thinking, well, who's going to beat Scheffler?
I was just mad at myself because I didn't just bet Scheffler.
Yeah.
It's like I got cute, and I don't like it when I get cute sometimes. It's like you know what you need to do. You're just fading somebody just to fade them.
How do you get cute, Mark?
Just by not betting Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah.
By betting the Falcons or something and not the Patriots or something. You know, something weird. Like you do something off-brand because you just want something to happen. No. You just need to go with Scottie Scheffler and take your money, stupid. what's the problem?
But I think what the Masters did remind me of is this was Vern's last one, and that I just love hearing his voice call anything. And his call of the Tiger, chip in is one of the greatest you'll ever hear. I mean, in your life, it's just so good. And I can't wait till they flip the range to someone who's not as dramatic as Jim Nantz.
It'll be a while.
We're allowed to have fun watching this, and he is just like, acting like he's so above all this and the patrons, and this reminds us of 1974.
Look, he's favored. He is favored by the Masters and by Augusta.
I know. They love him, and I was glad to have. That's why when Ian Eagle's calling the Final Four this year, and you get the Skilo reference, you're not getting that from old Jimmy Nantz.
No, no, old
you
boring.
You got the Verdon. Yeah, go ahead. This was.
And he's picked out a landing spot that is a good 25 feet above the hole.
There's a good chance he doesn't get this inside DeMarco's ball.
You hear the chirping. Very dramatic shot. We've all seen this one.
Well, here it comes. Oh, my goodness. Have you seen anything like that?
It's great.
He was awesome.
It's just great. Good. He's excited. I mean, it's all, and less is more.
Right.
Very few words in there, but I mean, that was one of the most iconic moments you'll ever see.
So how will that dynamic go now that Vern's out of there?
I don't know. It won't be as fun. Just won't be as fun.
Will Ian Eagle do it with Nantz?
I don't know. I mean, they're both play-by-play guys, really. I mean, and Vern's a play-by-play guy. Yeah, it's always,
It's like two play-by-play guys is what they traditionally had there.
Well, they were all over the court. I mean, Vern, he's not in the booth with him. He's out on a, particular hole.
Right.
But, yeah, I would imagine they will, but I don't know.
You excited for the PGA?
Getting there.
What are your PGA plans?
Don't have them. Don't have a plan. I don't plan things, Mark. You plan things.
But are we going to be out there? What are we doing?
Yeah, we're going to get that credential thing filled out. Yeah, glad you said that.
Yeah,
we need to get that filled out in a hurry.
We do. Definitely.
Probably past the deadline, but help us out. So
you're always past the deadline.
I don't need to be in charge of things like credential requests.
I know that.
Yeah.
We need Salzman or Phil Baker to be in charge of the credential request.
Phil does everything. There's enough around here. Dude's hosting, selling,
Salzman takes
doing
care
social
of
media.
Keeneland's stuff, and he's done Derby in the past.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, Salzman, I discussed. We discussed on Friday.
Okay. All right. Cool.
So we're good to go. All right. We'll continue along here. 267-9680, our number to get in. Text into that UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680. We'll let you hop on in here this morning. Again, we will have U of L and Kentucky baseball coming your way tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Vector Security, that's who I have at my house. That's who we have here at the TV station. And that's who protects us. That's also who's going to give you, you know, a free doorbell cam and install it. And that, when you mention us. Now, they have other offers, but that's the best offer you're going to find out there, because it's going to save you hundreds of dollars when you sign up at Vector Security. Formerly ADS, actually formerly MidAmerica prior to that. But same phone number, same people you always dealt with, 452-6277. But it's Vector Security online, vectorsecurity.com. And they're going to take care of you the way they've taken care of us as well. You want to go out of town, you want to know it's safe around your house, got some extra cameras now, got everything covered. You don't want any blind spots, you know? Any blind spots?
No blind spots.
All right,
see everything.
Hour number three, straight ahead.